This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. All right, Roger Stone, who I'd like to try to get on every day if we can before they try to throw his ass in prison. There's so much big news, the campaign, other key points you want to make in the short time we have, but separately, Trump's got to give you clemency. He signaled he's going to do it, but why not go with the full pardon? Why not double down, get in their face, and literally make you a campaign advisor or something? I know you don't even want that. You like to be informal, do whatever you want as a free agent. But I just think we need to start doubling down. America wants that. They want us to own it. They want us to just get back in their face and stop groveling. Does that make sense? Roger? We got a little bit of technical difficulty. We're going right back to Roger here as soon as we get him here in a moment. I think he thought that was a four-minute break. It's a two-minute break there at the end of the hour. Roger, 2020 election advice to the president. What's your comments to the president? And why not just get a pardon instead of just a clemency, Roger? I think they may have lost audio to us. But, hey, that's the great part about Skype. It's like you're talking to Mars, you're talking to Venus, you're talking to Pluto, you're talking to the moon, you're talking to Antarctica, you're talking to the Keebler Elves, you're talking to the Easter Bunny. I think they probably just have lost the feed from us. So that happens. It's the fun of Skype. Roger is a great political operative, a good guy, but he is technical stuff, which is understandable. But in this whole COVID world now, we're all learning how to get all of our stuff a little bit better. So he may. This is interesting, though. Let's just put Roger on screen here. He doesn't even know he's on air. Hey, Roger.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're awesome. I know that's only a two-minute break. Sorry, we should have told you. Not a four-minute break. But in the time we have left, why not get a full pardon? Why shouldn't Trump just double down and go all the way?
Well, look, that is entirely up to the president. But in all honesty, I would like to fight for exoneration. I'd like to be formally vindicated. But the problem here is I have to live long enough to do that. So those well-meaning patriots who say, look, Stone can just go to jail for 4 or 5 months and then be pardoned after the election, I don't think they understand. I won't be alive after the election if that happens, and therefore the pardon, the appeal would die with me. The reason that it's essential that I get to appeal beyond my own exoneration, Alex, is my appeal, if ever heard, will fully expose the misconduct of the judge, the corruption of at least two jurors, and the criminal.
Sure, you need to expose, to fully exonerate yourself, not just get a pardon. But if you get a clemency, then you can go through the process then and, I guess, expose the fraud.
That's precisely the point. Whereas a pardon, that ends the whole thing. So a commutation or a pardon, obviously I pray for either one because my wife is 73 years old. She's deaf and she has rheumatoid arthritis. She's a beautiful woman. She's the greatest thing that ever happened to me other than finding Christ. But I don't know who's going to support her.
By the way, your wife is the best-looking 70-year-old woman I've ever seen. I've had, you know, dinner with her a few times. You got your real hottie right there. I bet she was a firecracker back in the day, huh?
She still is a firecracker. So the point, and she'll be very angry at me for telling people how old she is, but she'll be very happy with you for saying how great she looks. So the point is, you know, I lost everything in this fight. You're going through it. I lost my home. I lost my insurance. I lost my savings. I lost my car. I lost my voice. I lost my ability to make a living. They want to silence you while they're lynching.
Yeah, they're sending a message with you. That's why we've got to support you.
So people need to go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. People need to go to the Infowars.com site and get themselves a Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt, the special Infowars edition, which I swear to you will end up in the Smithsonian eventually. And they're not going to be any more of them. It's a limited edition, folks. So go.
All right, Roger, you could still be thrown in jail in 7 days. If Trump doesn't give you clemency, I'm going to get major pissed. I know we think he is going to do the right thing. I know you got to go. Let's talk again very, very soon. Come back tomorrow if you got the time, please.
Well, Alex, the most important thing for you to do is to bring is to begin the countdown again, because otherwise people don't recognize how short-term this is. So please begin the countdown.
Oh, yeah, you're the man to test to arrest everybody. We got to save you. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. Excited to have Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on. He's got a huge, great church in Florida. And he was one of the first major pastors to say, we're going to have our meetings. We're essential. Well, now Black Lives Matter and Antifa are essential. And the mayor of New York, we played it last hour, said churches are not essential. They're apples and oranges. Black Lives Matter, which is run by Soros, is. And then they sent Black Lives Matter individuals to start fights to a Baptist church in New York because they're one that didn't shut down. I mean, this is just brazen communism, brazen Maoist youth brigades. Well, it gets crazier. They're not just censoring, trying to keep him from having his services. They arrested him for it. And then last week, right when I was about to click on it and buy it and read it, the Phantom Virus, how an unseen enemy shut down the planet. Amazon banned him selling the book, but you can still get it. I mean, talk about dangerous. Talk about authoritarianism. Communist, that's what Black Lives Matter is. Marching in and taking over Baptist churches in New York. Mayors of major cities saying Christianity and churches aren't essential, but communist movements are. This is truly evil. So he joins us here. Been trying to get him on for a long time. Revival.com. He does hundreds of prayer meetings around the country and the world every year. He's a workhorse. A great guy, and he has a lot of courage. He's also, you know, gone and prayed with Trump at the White House and done a great job on that. Revival.com, the new book, The Phantom Virus, How an Unseen Enemy Shut Down the Planet. He joins us now. What are we facing, Pastor?
Well, you know, if you remember, first of all, let me say good to see you. It's basically a communist takeover of the planet. Now, I'd written the book, The Killing of Uncle Sam, and then Killing the Planet. I came out with this in January on socialism under the microscope. And then I did a tour through Australasia, actually left on Super Bowl Sunday. We went Tampa straight to Hilo, on to Fiji, New Zealand, and then 10 cities across Australia. By the time I hit Singapore, this thing was crazy. COVID was nuts. They would take anybody's temperature. I then went to Jakarta, on to Bali, General Santos in the Philippines, Manila, and we were going to go on to Micronesia. They shut the country down. I came straight to Honolulu, and then I got back home on the Saturday. And I sent a message to the White House. I said, you better tell the president, you better get on the front end of this thing. It's coming like a train. And I realized what happened here is because he wouldn't sign the Paris Climate Agreement, and that would give the offshore banking $1.5 trillion a year, they said, oh, no problem. We'll bring the virus in. And they will take over the world using the World Health Organization, which is funded by the Communist Party. Bill Gates and Fauci are all part of that. And so this, what we call a pandemic, was already planned. As a fact, it was a plan laid out in 2006. But the Rockefeller Foundation did a whole document in 2010. And when I got back, I actually read it out publicly in the church that this was the plan, because I could already see it coming like a train smash. So, and who could believe that in a matter of moments, the whole world is shut down. And Hollywood fell, which I don't have a problem with that. But all the gods of America fell like in a matter of a week. I mean, Hollywood fell, the NFL, NBA, everything was dead. They shut down the planet, and everybody's afraid. And the media is running the thing out. Everybody thinks they're going to fall dead. I come from Africa. We have viruses all the time. I must have prayed for Ebola, yellow fever, H1N1, swine, AIDS. I mean, we live through all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, we studied this, and that's why we brought this book out. And, of course, when the hard copy comes out in the next week, I'll get you. I know you're going to get some. But
absolutely.
What people don't understand, Alex, this is a communist takeover of America. And, of course, they say it's not an attack on the church. But what I did was I flew a guy in from Texas. I bought machines, and I spent over $100,000. These machines destroy every virus in the air, not just in your lungs, but on your surface of your body. And I could only have two in the building. I have 13 in the building. You can actually do open heart surgery in our sanctuary. I mean, so when they said shut down, I said, they ain't shut down. I mean, I'm not shutting anything down. So then I got arrested, which actually, there's my coffee mug with my mug shot on.
Love it.
People want it says Florida pastor arrested for holding services, and then it says hashtag mugshot, hashtag Romans 1, 16, hashtag First Amendment, hashtag I'm brought down. But so this has been so crazy, which actually I was at total peace when they came and arrested me because the sheriff said arrested me because I live an hour away. They said, look, we are sorry that we have to do this. I said, look, don't be sorry. I'm actually honored. I'm actually becoming an official American today because I come from another country. I raised my hand to defend the Constitution, and I'm actually being arrested for the First Amendment. This is like epic. So they handcuffed me. Of course, they did ask me if I was, when I came out, you know, said, are you packing? I said, really, Sheriff? Seriously? I'm going to have a showdown. This is like some Western movie. So they put me in the back of the car, handcuffed me from the front, and I'm driving in the back of the police car, 40 minutes to the detention center. I thought, this is like really strange. I never thought I'd see the side of it. And then I got there. They measured my temperature, made me put a mask on. They made me sign an affidavit. I come through. The guy says, we need to get a mugshot. So I said, well, can I buy those handcuffs from you? I said, I've never been arrested. I want them as a memento. So they were laughing. I said, well, I can't laugh on this mugshot. I said, I need like an Al Capone look. So I kind of stared. And that mugshot went around the world within 15 minutes. I mean, it was around. People were messaging my wife from India and Africa and whatever. But I felt the Lord say, don't attack the sheriff. I actually am friends with the sheriff and was friends with him. He was texting me on the phone. And I became an honorary deputy sheriff 2 weeks before my arrest. He actually told me on the phone, you're safe, you're okay. But the city put pressure on him, and there were other churches that turned me in. I found like seven churches, which I hold nothing against them. But so when I left, I was in about, they took me, Alex, I did my fingerprints, whatever. They put me in the cell. I actually fell asleep. Believe it or not, people, I was so tired, you know, because I was on the phone dealing with pastors around the world, and you know, people thought it was the end of the planet. I said, no, it's not the end, but this is a test run, and they want to try it, but we have to push back. We have to stand up and boldly preach the
gospel. And by the way, Pastor, when you say it's a communist takeover, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, openly say they're communist. The whole system is a communist Chinese operation. All of this is an admitted plan with the mega banks above it. They admit this. How do you see their takeover plan going right now?
Well, I think it's failing. I think it's failing. First of all, I mean, look at California. No fireworks. Los Angeles probably had one of the greatest fireworks display of all. But let me just say this. I felt that the Lord said, don't attack the sheriff because he's going to call you. And that's exactly what happened. I went live and I started broadcasting every night. We shut the church down because we had over 100,000 threats. Death threats, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, phone calls in the ministry.
Yeah,
but I
churches
went online.
Are being burned everywhere. Yeah.
Sure, but every night we had between 100,000 views just online. I was on television, and so millions of people around the world were tuning in, and I just stayed online until I knew that we could open up. And not that we couldn't have, because within 3 days of my arrest, the dominoes started falling. The church was declared essential service.
So I noticed when you got arrested, that's what finally got Trump to trigger and to take action. So, again, the devil calls this a victory. This is a huge victory for Christ.
Yes, but let me tell you what we're doing now. I felt the Lord say, take a field and make a stand. So we have 2 acres of parking lot that I turned into a giant field. I know they send pictures to you. I don't know if you...
We've been putting on screen, yes. We'll show it.
Okay. Alex, listen, unbelievable. We've had over 9,000 people come on the property, and we broadcast into millions of homes across Africa every night, across the UK, across America. I'm telling all the churches to stand up, to make a difference. And the churches should never close their doors. And I told everybody, we will never close our doors. Now, the sheriffs say, yeah, the bomb-sniffing dogs, I mean, they're actually protecting me now. Not that there is any threat. I mean, we'll take care of ourselves. But I'm just telling you, this is an attack on the gospel, which people don't. They say, no, it's not. It's about a virus. It's not. There's only 510,000 people dead in the world, or 520,000 out of 7.8 billion. This is a plan to shut the globe down and shut the church down.
That's right, and punish people for trying to take their country back. Stay there. Let's talk about the reality and the book, The Phantom Virus, and how you lay it out, and how Amazon banned it with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Revival.com, Alan Jones with Infowars.com. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Researcher and author, this is a communist takeover. And he has witnessed what communism has done in Africa and around the world. And this is mega banks, the mega rich, funding communism to destroy the free market, to consolidate things, to shut down the small businesses, and only have the big businesses in control. But, Pastor, I want to get into your new book, The Phantom Virus. I want to talk about what you've witnessed. But let's play a few clips here. Here's a little 30-second promo of the new book that's now available, Phantom Virus. Here it is.
The World Health Organization is part of the United Nations system.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We know we need broad-scale testing and the ability for contact tracing.
If anything kills over 10 million people, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus.
Now, I want to play a clip here of Pastor praying and talking about this. This is what they're trying to censor and shut down. Why are they so scared of real God-fearing churches that were Antifa and Black Lives Matter being deployed by Democrats who say they have a right to protest and then go shut your church down? This isn't just discriminate. Now it's send people to shut down your speech with the group they say has speech. Here's Pastor Brown's prayer.
Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh. Wash me. Cleanse me. Change me. Fill me. Use me. Let me never be the same again. I turn my back on the world. I turn my back on sin. And I follow you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. Thank you that on the third day you rose from me. And thank you that you're coming back again for me. From this now on, I'll never be the same again. I confess, Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. He is my Lord and my Savior. And right now, by faith in the finished work of the cross and by the shed blood of Jesus, I am saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me now. Now lift those hands and just thank you right now, Father. I pray over these that are standing in my down, that you would seal them now by your blood and by your spirit, that on that day no one would be missing. Raise them up to be mighty men and women of God. Use them to impact this generation. Set them ablaze. Set them on fire. Even now, put a holy boldness upon their life and use them to bring many souls into the kingdom, that on that day they will hear these words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Let not one be missing. We take them now. We put them in the mighty hands of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you carried me as a boy from Africa, and you took me to 85 countries in the world over 40 years. Carry them now too. I pray this even now. I break every bondage. I break every addiction. I break every curse. I send it back to its place of origin. In the name of Jesus, I set you free by the power of the blood of Jesus.
and gentlemen, we do this not because it's real. We do it for that reason, most importantly. But the enemy hates this. They are literally in Europe and in the United States and Australia and in Canada over the top wanting to shut down churches. And it's so obsessed with it and sending thugs to attack Christian churches. Why are they so scared, Pastor? Because I see that diverse crowd in true unity in Christ. That's what the New World Order fears.
They're afraid because this unity is strength. And plus, when we give our life for the Lord, you don't care. You're not worried about you're going to die because you know where you're going. You know what we did, Alex, we did a manifesto. It's on the website called thestand20.com, which is for this event. I make everybody sign a waiver to get on the field. That means they will not hold us responsible for contracting COVID-19 because they could have gone to the gas station or Walmart or the Uber guy or Uber Eats. So they're not going to hold us responsible. And some people don't want to sign it. We say you can't come. But this is what the manifesto says. The Antichrist system operating through the WHO and the UN and governments worldwide have mocked the church and the gospel of Jesus Christ. They've done this by arbitrarily shutting down the church, by not acknowledging or recognizing the church as an essential service, by openly discriminating against and even persecuting the church. In the arrogance and godlessness, they've attempted to neutralize the word and the power of God, to mute the voice of the church, the voice of righteousness and truth. They ignore or belittle the teachings of Jesus Christ. They mock the word of Almighty God, the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of our worship, Psalm 91, the saving and keeping and preserving power of God, the power of communion, the power of the table of the Lord, the body and the blood of Jesus, the doctrine of laying on of hands, and the commandment to gather together, the power of unity and prayer, and the prayer of agreement. So with the stand, 20, like Elijah, we mock the prophets of Baal. We mock the mainstream media. We mock those who oppose and resist Almighty God. They will fail and fall, every one of them. We stand for the word of God and for billions around the world whose rights to worship freely were removed and have not been or perhaps will never be restored. We stand for hundreds of millions who are dying of starvation because of this ill-advised, unwarranted lockdown. There is a virus, as there has been in the past. However, there's no justification for the draconian steps taken by governments to keep us safe, which, as it turns out, were contrary to the advice of scientists and epidemiologists, experts in pandemics and immunology. The percentage of deaths have been low compared to the recovery rate and even low compared to the number of people who are and will be adversely affected for years to come as a direct result of loss of jobs, businesses, and the destruction of their economies and the loss of personal freedoms. Many more people are at risk of dying or already died because they have been denied medical care for other ailments. Us and on this field represents the dreams of billions of people worldwide. We stand to see all nations of the earth open back up, and with no blackmail of the citizenry through forced participation in tracking apps, mandatory vaccines, or the threat of permanent loss of their freedoms and rights. Governments serve people. People are not obligated to serve governments. Our rights are given to us by Almighty God. We are not slaves. We are free people. We stand to see the restoration of people's liberties to live and die at our own risk. We stand and we worship according to Psalm 150. With voices and singing and musical instruments, we lay hands upon people. We break action. We stand the gospel and stand with us. Many may this field, this stand, be duplicated through God's people in all 50 states and every U.S. territory and every country of the world. The stand 20. Now we've got people replicating it. They're doing this all over the world.
When I talked to you the other day, this is the biggest thing ever. I should have started the whole show with this. Let's talk about re-energizing Christian soldiers worldwide to take back the planet from Satan on the other side with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. I'm Alan Jones.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air And we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To a Steve Voss, and thank God for the renegades like Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. He helped tip the dominoes big time. Reopen the churches. We'll do it again. This is an AI takeover.
Some would make him king. Others couldn't stand that. The cross was a solution.
But he rose again.
He rose again. Wise men follow him.
Rose again.
Rose again.
Wise men follow him.
Wise men follow him. Thank God.
All right, Pastor, I want to talk about what they're trying to suppress, Amazon blocking your books. How we just gotten used to this. It's, oh, now Amazon blocks books because you're challenging their narrative, which they said 25 million dead, to, you know, worldwide by now. It's, like you said, 500,000, most of it fake numbers. For real virus, major exaggerated. 2.5 million dead, 2.2 million dead here. 130,000, most of that exaggerated. How can we not have the right, all these medical doctors getting blocked on YouTube, blocked on Twitter, Facebook, for owning hospitals and saying, hey, our wards are empty. We treat people with zinc, hydroxychloroquine. I mean, this is so evil. It's just suddenly we wake up and we're inside the matrix.
Look, everybody has to stand up. There's no question. And that's what I'm trying to do with the stand, to get pastors and leaders to stand up and make a difference. Listen, no town, city council or mayor or governor can make an order that supersedes the Constitution. That's why everything was changed for me within 3 days. It was all reversed, charges dropped, because I had the legality of the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. So people don't understand that. They think, well, I mean, I have some pastors don't even want to talk to me because I got arrested. I have a mugshot. But it actually ended up with a blessing, being a blessing in disguise. I have more friends now than I ever had before. The bottom line is this: we have to make a stand. And here's what I told everybody on the front end of this. Whatever you give up this side, you'll never get back on the other side. Because they don't just take an inch or six. They take everything. They take all your freedoms. So now, pastors in England, you can speak, but you can't raise your voice. And now they can't sing. You can't sing in church. What? The Bible tells us to sing. Lift up our voices. It says, if
yeah,
we don't
Newsom says don't sing. They're literally singing and we'll follow all their ridiculous little rules and turn us into government cults. And let's talk about that since you brought it up. They are
never going to happen.
Please continue.
No, it's never going to happen. I mean, not here, and not some of the people I'm talking to, even in Los Angeles. There's churches meeting right now. There's an uprising taking place. Listen, 15 days to slow the spread. People said, okay. But now, what, over 100 days? And now there's a come on. You couldn't sit and watch Fauci, you know, who probably shops and gets his clothes at the JCPenney's children's section. I mean, blah, 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 you know. I actually switched off listening to anything they were saying. I couldn't take another thing. Tests and whatever. The test is where the problem is. Everybody, COVID-19 is actually, it's a flu virus. And there are 30 different strains plus more. For this virus to get to do what it's done in nature would take 800 years. This was a bioweapon. Started in a laboratory here in the United States, moved to another one, and then taken to Wuhan.
He was basically running Wuhan.
The whole thing. And that's where they genetically modified it and bring the bat. It didn't come from bat soup. I mean, to all those that have bat soup, keep drinking, and I'm teasing, but you're not going to get COVID-19. It's a flu virus that is being engineered. And they very clever. They, okay, so I don't know why, you know, because all this is about population reduction. But what they want to do is come with the forced vaccines, the tracking apps, and whatever, and then control the whole humanity. That is not going to happen, because I already know it's not even working in England. People are giving the names of their city officials and their phone numbers. So people are going to
restaurants. That's my next question. Talk about that, because I agree with you. This is backfiring, but I'm worried they're going to launch something else to try to, like, oh, really? Okay, well here's a real bio.
I mean, that's the plan. The plan is in the fall to release another one. And that's the plan. But I'm telling you, we are praying, and I'm telling you, and I told everybody, I don't care if they have six bubonic plagues in our
county. By the way, I love how we're all just synced in, and of course it'll turn out to be true. The Holy Spirit, but also the evidence we have, is that what you're getting as a transmission from research or God? Because I know they're going to launch something even worse in the fall.
That's what they plan. They are so upset. They want to do anything they can to stop what is coming. But let me tell you, here's what's happening. The rights have failed. Let me tell you why the rights have failed. Because it's the left fighting the left. It's really what you're seeing is the Democratic Party consuming themselves. So it's very funny. I mean, there is no opposition to these rights. It's basically a bunch of leftists fighting against themselves. And of course, they're getting no results. So that's why they're attacking statues. And, you know, I hear that they attacked the statue of Rocky Balboa and he won 15 rounds. I'm kidding. But the bottom line is this, you know, so that whole thing is failing because the more they riot and loot, more Trump's numbers go up. So now they have to kind of squash that, but they don't know what to do with that. So then they want to bring the virus back, but people are done with that. You know, can't go to the beach. People are going, I'm going to the beach. This is the middle of summer here in America. So I was very excited when I saw all the fireworks being lit across California, and the Californians are saying absolutely no. And I mean,
oh, by the way, in Austin, everywhere, I'm not exaggerating, 10 times what I ever saw. It went on like World War III. At my parents' house, they told me, and where I was at, because people saw this as a way to say, we are not accepting your lockdown. I mean, look at L.A. They said they've never seen anything like it.
I think people have, you know, even the left, even some of the, you know, the liberals have you know, okay. But they are done now. I mean, the highest number of gun sales. So, look, they're going to try something, but I tell you, they're going to fail. Alex, they're going to fail. What they're underestimating is another spiritual great awakening. I think all the hunger, the people are starting to get desperate.
I agree with you. I'm seeing a massive awakening and people coming to Christ. Are you seeing that?
Totally. And many of them don't understand why their church is shut down. And it's crazy that... And I understand.
Exactly. Now the left tries to take it away, they understand that's why they need it.
Correct. Totally. Yeah. Well, you can't go to church. Well, I want to go to church. And here's the problem, too. A lot of the people that died in the senior sister living homes, they died of loneliness. They, you know, I mean, to rob people the ability to see their parents, you know, say goodbye to their dad that's dying.
It's evil.
That's beyond the pale, but they can allow, you know, hey, Alex, the virus is so intelligent that as long as you burn and loot, the virus leaves. Isn't that amazing?
Now, there's official studies, 26 million march for Black Lives Matter. That, they say, did not cause a problem, but Trump rallies are bad.
It's totally total lunacy.
Let me ask you this. Why are they at war with logic now? Because I think they're trying to short-circuit us, just get us used to insanity. Like, what is that devil's tactic?
It's like the education system is now produced. You're seeing what is produced. I mean, you've got white people attacking black people saying you are racist. There's a white person telling a black person they are racist. You, 2 + 2, we know is not 4, it's 5. It's common core education. I mean, everything, rewriting history, getting rid of anything that was America that, I mean, there's, you can't, well, I'm so sorry for what my forefathers did. I have nothing to do with it, but I can make a difference now. So it's like, you know, 57 genders. What do you
They're
feel
stealing
today?
Our identity to say that what somebody did in the past is your fault. What about your individualism?
Totally. I mean, you can see it happening right across Africa, but even in Africa right now. You know, the president of Tanzania, you know how he kicked the WHO out. And by the way, the headline just came out that Trump, we are now officially, this happened just probably hopping out, breaking. The USA is officially withdrawn from the World Health Organization. That's a good sign. But so here's the thing. The president of Tanzania, he tested a goat. He tested a papaya, which is a fruit. And he tested another, I think, a banana. And they all three came back positive COVID.
That's all
fraud. When he kicked, he kicked the WHO out. And there's a whole, in Africa right now, they actually...
Oh, I love it. The Africans are not buying the COVID thing, are they?
No, because they realize we've lived with everything before. You're starving us. Alex, just in South Africa alone, between probably about 15 million people that are on the brink of starvation.
Let's talk about what the world lockdown has done. The UN admits millions starving to death already. Up to 135 million could die. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result?
vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. David Beasley is the head of the UN food program. We're saying the UN's bad guys. Yeah, at the top. But the food program, you know, is claimed on the surface are trying to help people. He said 2 months ago, 3 million were already starving to death. 35 million would probably starve to death the next year. He said 130 plus million would starve to death in the next 2 years. We played that clip many times, so I'm not going to play it again for you here. But when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And you've got contacts all over the third world. You travel all over the world. What are you seeing, Pastor?
Well, here's the thing. I actually called the State Department. I said, what we don't understand, whatever decision you make in the first world, the ramifications in the third world are devastating. Because how do you control masses of humanity in the markets? They actually make their money by day trading. Suddenly now, Alex, I've got film footage of people being beaten to death for coming out of their little hut. I mean, it's horrendous what's been taking place. People are starving. I mean, there's middle-class families calling their pastor saying, listen, we have no food. We haven't eaten in 7 days. There's not even water.
The same thing in India. People don't realize millions are dying. This is insane.
Yeah, but they called their pastor and said, listen, I'm probably going to kill my four daughters and my wife and then myself. They have no food. I mean, and the pastors are not allowed to take, and then the police in some areas are stealing the food from the pastors. And it's like it's a catch-22, because the church is actually the thing that's been helping the people all these years. And then suddenly the church, non-essentials, shut up, you can't meet, you're disconnected from your people, they're stuck in their houses, they've got no food. And then, of course, everybody thinks they're going to die, because all they get to watch is the Communist News Network of CNN and the BBC and people around the world. They don't know anything. It's on a ticker loop. And it just goes, and it's just pumping.
And that's the key. You wrote a book about the UN world government. Your new book is about the phantom virus. Doesn't matter whether it's Texas or whether it's Nigeria. It's the same global policy run by the UN. So Trump officially removing us from the WHO in the last hour is a huge victory.
It's huge, because that's funded by the Communist Party. So here's the thing, what people don't understand, they say, come on, it can't be. What you have to understand, the people that run America and run China, they are behind the scenes. They don't really care about humanity. This is all about control plus population reduction, because what they want to do is they want to come with a planned vaccine that will not go to travel. Your social media score, like they do in China already. You won't be able to get on a plane without the right vaccine or a passport that says you've been vaccinated. It means you're going to limit your travel, where you can even go on holiday. You can see even people can't walk into restaurants if you're not wearing a mask or whatever. Of course, in the state of Florida, it's illegal for anybody over the age of 16 to wear a mask. And then also, when you wear a mask, it negates your Second Amendment. You're not allowed to have a concealed weapon and wear a mask. So I tell our church, if they say you're not wearing a mask, will you just tell them, I can't wear a mask because I have a weapon. I'm not going to be.
Is this not the mark of the beast? You'll buy or sell without having this official mark that you're complying with everything we want you to do.
Yeah, it's the Antichrist system. Obviously, the devil's always trying to preempt everything. Plus, then on the back end of that, the vaccines are going to kill more people than anything, which is all what they want to do with eugenics, population reduction. But again, you know, Alex, I'm not a negative person. I mean, I've written all the books and negative stuff and whatever, but I'm a positive person. And I believe Jesus said for us to occupy till he comes. We have a job, which is the Great Commission, to travel the world and preach the gospel. And I'm going to preach the gospel. And if they say, well, you can't, well, they're going to have to arrest me or kill me. I don't really care. I personally, if they're going to do it in America, I would prefer just do a guillotine public, put it on television. Because I think that would be great. Don't do it secretly.
And by the way, you're not being macho about that. Isn't there a real freedom trusting in God and just saying, I don't care. I'm going to do the right thing. Do whatever you're going to do. I'm done.
Because we know where we're going. Alex, we know the world, you know, we're passing through. But I mean, as we have lived and our forefathers and those that went on, if you look down through the years, down through the centuries, go look at the apostles. They gave their life for the cause of the gospel. They were beheaded. They were thrown to the lions.
That's right. None of them were submitting to government edicts or to stand on their head or any of this.
Everyone that wrote the Bible was in prison. I mean, most of them in prison. Paul was in prison, you know. Jesus, they tried to arrest him too, and they actually killed him. He hung on a cross for us. And that was his mission, we understand. But we have to make a stand. And I, you know, when you have kids and grandkids, what are you leaving them? What are they going to say? Let's say that this thing gets pushed back and we live another 100 years. What will they say of this generation? In 2020, there were sleepers. 2020, there were
people. No, I agree. What do you make of Epstein and Maxwell? Because there's not just evil trying to, goods coming out. All this evil is being exposed right now. What would you call this time we're in right now?
You know, I mean, I've been looking at this and you wonder, is this just a decoy to really try to protect what's happening? I mean, I personally would have thought by now Hillary would have been in prison, you know, and a lot of people would have been locked up, and yet they're still roaming free. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm watching even the Supreme Court not do what they're supposed to do, you know. As you know, I believe the courts are corrupted all the way from the low courts to the high courts. I mean, this thing's pretty far gone. But again, that's why, yes, and the truth is coming out. I mean, but they are trying to distract. They're trying to say, you know, you have to apologize for your whiteness. Well, I mean, the bottom line, I'm born in Africa, but my DNA, 2.5%, I'm East African. So I'm actually, I do have African blood in me. I don't know what my ancestors did, but I'm 2.5% African.
Well, let's talk about this, though. You know, Christ says, render unto Caesar, that's what Caesar. And so the world is going to run its systems. The banks are going to run. But we have our souls. And I see the enemy consolidating its power, but I see God consolidating his power in the people. I see the separation beginning to happen.
Yeah, totally. The church has to be a loud voice. Preachers have to be. You can't hide in fear. If you're watching today and you're afraid, and even you going about your daily business, you're afraid of getting sick or dying. We lived through H1N1. We lived through the bird flu.
Right. Fear is the real virus. Panicking is the real virus. There's studies showing hysteria over the virus is causing all sorts of illnesses.
Yeah, people are living in total paranoia. And then they start screaming at somebody else, you're not wearing a mask. As I tell everybody, to try to bring the mask out down, make it mandatory, is like bringing contraceptives to a baby shower.
Exactly. I've been in my car, and people pull up and cuss at me that I'm not wearing a mask in my car.
I've lost his voice. I can't hear him.
Can you hear me now, Pastor? All right. Well, you got to love Skype, folks. But Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, the new book, The Phantom Virus, we really appreciate him being on with us. Can you hear me now, Pastor?
Me. Everything went quiet, and then I didn't hear Alex.
Yeah. Guys, get him on the phone so we can say bye to him, okay? I'm sure it's their Skype again, but we need to check ours. Because every guest we have is having problems. And, Microsoft took it over, 5 years ago. But it's just been ruined since. We're trying to talk about using Zoom, that the Chinese own that. And it's all a big mess. So we will continue to figure all that out. A very powerful interview, though, with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown and the Phantom Virus. Briefly, we have the 4th of July special running right now, and it is about to end. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, whether it's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula or Ultra 12, the B12 taken out of the tongue, or Winter Sun sold out, now back in stock with the high-quality vitamin D3 and the vitamin K. That is all available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And these are great products, man, I tell you. You can go out and buy synthetic, cheap stuff and then just have a fancy package. We don't do that. I go out and I go, what is the best pharmaceutical grade or nutraceutical grade? What is the very best I can get? So whether it's Turbo Force or whether it's Brain Force or whether it's the Lung Cleanse with essential oils or whatever the product is, we go out and we get really, really high-quality products for everybody. So, again, InfoWars.com is where you can find all of that and take advantage of that special before it ends. And, separately, there are real attempts, as you know, I don't make a big deal about this, to shut us down. I mean, just one of the lawsuits against us of the almost 50 the Democrats filed is moving forward, where the media falsely claims that I said that somebody killed a woman in Charlottesville. I said the Democrats had it, the two groups collide, the police did it to create the crisis to get what they wanted. And Georgetown University, funded by the Vatican is suing us and trying to shut down our free speech. So between the Vatican and the ADL and just all of it, it is just an anti-American nightmare. But your funding of InfoWars, getting great products that make you and your family's life better, symbiotic relationship, thank you so much, because we're staying in attack formation. Paul Joseph Watson takes over at 5 after. I'm going to come back and finish up some final statements, and then Paul Watson will take over for Her Britannic Majesty's London. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.